As you make your way back to your seat, Heather's going to come up to lead us in our children's time in church. Following children's time, there'll be an opportunity for the kids to go to children's church downstairs. And so they'll just kind of line up behind Miss Heather over here following children's time. So.
Thank you. Good morning. So I'm Miss Heather, and I know there's some children here, and I'm so excited to see you today for Children's Sunday School after the children's message. But for right now, you're just going to stay in your seats. Hi. And then I'll try and you guys can think about the answers to my questions from your seat. Okay. What do you think about when I read these names? Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty. Ursula from Little Mermaid. What images come to your mind? Jafar from Aladdin. Spooky, Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. The big bully, right? Anyway, thankfully, these guys are all imaginary characters, but it wouldn't be very pleasant to know people like those guys, right? Kind of creepy, bully, spooky. But I know when your names are mentioned, you who I see out there, you children, I know that people smile and feel joyful because you have Jesus in you, right? And we learn to share our toys with our brothers and sisters. We learn to be nice to them. We say nice things about each other when they're not with us. And we help people who might need help, right? So in Proverbs 22, verse 1, it says, "A good name is what we should choose rather than riches." Well, those guys, Maleficent, Jafar, Gaston, and Ursula, they were out to be, like, super rich and famous, right? And they were kind of mean about it. So at least we know that with Jesus, he helps us make good choices and feel kind. And when people hear our name or your name, they smile and feel joyful. Okay, so we get to go downstairs now, and I will see you in a minute.
Thanks, Heather. I know my two kids are going to go. If there's others that would like to go downstairs for our children's church time,